With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, new research came up with a list of the top dream jobs worldwide. Did you guys ever have a dream job outside of radio?
Of course, as a child, president, because your grandfather or father said, like, you can be whatever you want. If you want to be president, you
astronaut.
Can be president.
That was it.
Astronaut was a big
one. Going to space.
They apparently did this research by looking into targeted online search results for stuff like how to be a blank.
Okay.
Yeah, which does bring us to
the men's room top 10. The men's room top 10.
The top dream jobs in the world. When I was a kid, I wanted to be an astronaut, even spent 2 years in school training to be one. And then I got into radio, where now I get to voice stupid setups for a top 10 list no one cares about. Dream achieved.
God, the sincerity.
You're welcome, BD.
So they did give me actually 20 on here, so I'll give you guys the honorable mentions. At number 20, they go psychologist.
Really?
That's interesting.
Ooh. Attorney.
I mean, look, I think the setup just for this already, like, they Google, like, how to something. Like, I don't know. And then they're like, oh, it's a dream job. Like, well, people are just interested in these fields.
That's true.
Sure.
Attorney makes the list as well as lawyer at 18 and 19.
I bet your TV has a lot to do with that.
Sure.
Think about it. If you're younger, everything on TV, if you're an attorney, if you're a doctor, or if you're a cop, everything you do makes the most monumental difference for that town and that city.
What's the difference between an attorney and a lawyer?
Nothing.
Right.
So there's firemen then, right?
Says most people use lawyer and attorney interchangeably, even lawyers and attorneys themselves. So you could probably just lump them together and bump them up 10 spots. So there you go.
Whichever one pays more.
My brother will tell you it's a job.
Yeah.
He's like, all I do is contracts, man. Sucks.
Judge at number 17, which I don't know if I'd ever want to be a judge.
But again,
you're just going to hear a bunch of stupid people down there all the time.
I think we're realistic. But again, if you watch TV, every case that you preside over.
You bet.
Has such monumental impact, right?
I will say this, Mike. You could have a law degree, you could do all kinds of various things, and you could be a judge because you know the legal system and everything else. Where I grew up, you could run for a magistrate judge as an elected official.
Right.
You could start your campaign today.
Sure.
And if you were elected, you would be a judge.
All right.
So elected. With absolutely zero experience, you would be a magistrate and you would preside over sometimes 20 cases a day.
Cool.
That's crazy.
Let's go.
Yeah, it is.
Number 16, firefighter.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, my neighbor across the street was a firefighter.
Nice.
I mean, hell, I said something to a firefighter today as I saw him on the street. That cool logo on their truck.
Nice.
Yeah. I was like, I like the Rainier R on the front of your truck, guys. And they're like, yeah, cool, thanks.
No.
Get out of here.
Shut up.
Move along.
Yeah, right? Like, we're straight
with the hose.
Somebody.
All these guys up here are just crazy.
Number 15, flight attendant. I don't know whose dream job is a flight attendant.
My mother wanted to be a flight attendant. Back in the day. Because until you know, I'm flying everywhere, I get to see the world.
Sure.
Like, sort of.
First of all, back in the day, they paid.
Right.
Secondly, you got to travel. It was glamorous to be able to travel, and your family flew for free.
Yeah.
All these various perks. And, you know, you'd end up in a different town every night. It wasn't the same routes all the time. So it's a little bit different as far as how they structured it.
I get why it's a dream job. And then the more investigating you do in any job, you're probably like,
it's not.
You still might want to do it. You still get
to travel a bunch. Yeah. Like, I knew a girl that did it, and she wanted to travel the world. So, I mean, that was a pretty easy job. I also think it helps, too, that, like, Miles is right. The benefits used to be better, and people weren't always a-holes to you.
Right.
Yeah, now the decorum no longer holds any gravity, I think it's a lot different.
Sure. Let's see here. Also on the list, professor at number 14.
All right. Okay. That's cool.
Doctor at number 13.
Doctor.
Thank God someone still wants to do that.
Blogger comes in at number 12.
That would seem like an odd one. Is blogging as big as it used to be?
It is. It's gotten narrowed down. Most of the fat's been trimmed.
Okay.
All right. That's all it is. It's almost like podcasts. Anyone can do a podcast, but then
there's so many of them.
You clean it out and you go like, all right, these are the people that are best at what I'm interested in, right?
I think blogs also just got hurt the way technology's gone.
More toward podcasting, honestly, right? So spoken word instead of reading it.
It depends.
Yeah, like people write articles, but blogging doesn't seem nearly as big as it was back in the day.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Microblogging.
And then number 11 is a DJ.
DJ. Yeah.
But are they talking about radio or are they talking about, you know?
It depends
on
what country you're in.
But I mean, seriously, well, people in this country still perceive DJ as working on the radio, but like a club DJ or big time.
Right.
That would be an awesome job. I think this is an awesome job as well. I just don't know which one they're talking about.
Right.
Because we're not remotely the same.
I was going to say, in club DJ, that's a lot of long hours.
Yeah. I know
some buddies that have been doing it for years, and they grind.
So these are the top 10 dream jobs worldwide, and number 10 is a teacher.
All right, good.
Which always amazed me, because as I went through school, nobody liked school, which is why I never knew how schools were still around and teachers were still a job.
But there were still some teachers you liked.
Absolutely.
You didn't necessarily enjoy going to school, but there were certainly teachers that made your day better, brightened your day, or slapped you around. And sometimes you just like to teach people things.
And some teachers are awesome. Mr. Macheski at DeMatha for years. Like the way he taught history class, like, it was awesome. He was animated.
And you love history.
I do.
Because of it. Probably.
Right. The way he would teach it was also just very exciting. And you could pull in 20 years of DeMatha students and ask them. They'll be like, oh, Mr. Macheski.
I love social studies based on the fact that there was a lot of history involved in that as well.
Sure. Yeah. Number 9, singer.
Well, sure. Yeah.
If you can sing.
You bet.
It's like wanting to do something. Right. I can't be a porn star because I'm not equipped for it. But you have to have the tools to be able to do it.
Right.
So.
Number 8, a programmer.
Wow.
Which, that's a pretty large blanket there, but.
Well, you can travel the world. I mean, think about all the people that live in Seattle that are not from this country that move here for a job.
But there's so many, if you're interested in that world, there's a billion different things you can do. And all of us, whether we like it or not, are dealing with the product that you create.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. The top 10 dream jobs worldwide at number 7, influencer.
Yeah, so why not?
I feel like that one's boomed a lot more lately, but influencers have been around forever. We just called them,
right, it's a different
late night talk show hosts.
Right, or whatever it is, right.
Right. Number 6, actor. I feel like that one is always in the top 10.
Sure, it's always been there too.
Yeah.
There's always an attraction to being an actor, actress.
I think the big difference with influencers now is there's normal people who had jobs and can switch over just because they either make great recipes on Instagram or they're just really fit.
Exactly.
So people pay attention to them.
Yeah.
Number 5, entrepreneur.
Well, yeah.
Then do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's one of the, I can't guarantee you'll be successful, but you can absolutely be there.
You just need a little bit of money first.
Top 10 dream jobs worldwide. At number 4, the YouTuber. Another one that's blown up here recently, and it's
kind of like an influencer. In the sense, because my kids are all about YouTube, I get that. But the influence that these YouTubers have, and it's very very specific to what our kids like. And you're like, right, this guy carries a lot of weight, tremendous amount of influence.
You bet.
Just influencing.
And didn't you tell me that in some of those instances, like, they'll just be eating McDonald's in situations where those guys are advertising with those influencers and those YouTubers and doing product placement.
But the ones that my kids watch do it very, it's not for me. Obviously, I'm 1,000 years old, but they do a very good job with it. You're like, good on you.
Absolutely.
Well, right. YouTube has good shows, too.
Yes, the
influencers can be like, look, technically, we're influencers.
Yeah, absolutely. Number 3, dancer.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You go get it.
Ballerina?
Right, Cirque du Soleil, maybe. That kind of thing.
Or do you want to back up like a big act? You're behind Madonna or J-Lo, where they always have dancers. You know
good
what I mean?
Or maybe, you go to Deja Vu.
Yes, Mike. And there's that.
Number 2, writer.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Absolutely. If you got ideas, man, if you got a story in your head, write it down. I don't care who you are. Write it down.
Do you
think
they're leaning author? Do you think they're saying writer as in I do late night comedy? Am I a writer for television?
Sure.
Screenplays?
Right. All of it, dude. No matter what it is, write it down.
If you're good at one, I believe you could probably transfer it to the other.
You bet.
But I wonder what the main focus of wanting to be a writer is.
Agreed. And this is the number 1 dream job worldwide. Any guesses?
Athlete?
Pilot.
Pilot.
Huh, okay. Right.
Pilot.
Back to the travel.
Right. Yeah. They also did break it down by country here. In Mexico, the number 1 is a YouTuber. In Brazil, it's businessman.
Okay.
In Egypt, it's a football coach.
Yep.
South Korea, police officer.
Really?
And then in China, number 1 dream job is dietitian.
That makes sense, because if you grow up in an area that sucks, like I did, you wanted to be a pilot growing up just to be able to leave.
And you didn't want to be a police officer.
Go see other things.
Get me the hell out of here.
Please.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,